Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. And I am here looking at the bumper snicker that I saw last night as I was driving from the airport. Ask me about microwaving cats for fun and profit.
Oh,
nice.
That's not nice.
I thought of you, though, Jennifer.
Kitties are people, too.
Are they? Well,
yeah. They're not people, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Get it. The Supreme Court is deciding whether the Affordable Health Care Act permits government subsidies for citizens of 34 states, doesn't include California or 15 other states that had the open enrollment for its own people. Jennifer, I've forgotten where you are. Didn't you get your health care coverage? Yours is through the company, though, right? Or is it, did you get your
I'm
own?
Through a different thing, but no, I'm not an Obamacare person.
Well, I know you're not an Obamacare person. That's not really a fair way to bracket it, because, after all, it is the Affordable Health Care Act.
Well, I don't have it, is what I'm saying.
You have none of it.
Well, I mean, I do have health care, but through a union, not through...
If you had... No, that's right, too. That's right, because you have...
Right. Yeah.
You and I belong to the same union. I don't have the... I never got the same benefits from it. They never came.
No, they told me they liked you better. They liked me better.
Oh, did they really? The folks that work for Target are a little nervous today because Target says it's going to cut thousands of jobs. They intend to grow... I remember studying this in economics in college, and the question was always, can you grow by cutting back?
Right.
So they're going to cut thousands of jobs. They have set in place a $2 billion growth strategy. They're going to invest a lot of money this year, streamlining their operations, opening up smaller stores, and creating a product mix designed to appeal to a younger, broader consumer demographic. So where do you fit in this demographic? You shop at Target, Jen, right?
I love Target, yes.
My
problem
Target
is, when I go to Target, I have to go through every aisle. I become very OCD at Target.
Really?
Like to go through every aisle.
They're happy to hear that, probably.
I know, they do. I must love it. Mm-hmm. But it's a store where you can get everything. That's why I like it. Plus, it's a little higher quality than the other bigger box stores. I don't know. I like it.
Yep. All right, Ken, do you go to Target?
Yeah, I do. And one of the things I like about Target is that it's almost always clean and organized.
Yeah. Yes. And it smells good when you walk in.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of smelling, the president and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
They smelled each other.
Never been best buddies. They didn't fight in public like they are now. Nasty Netanyahu challenging the White House on its approach to the deal with Iran. Speaking to the U.S. Congress yesterday, Mr. Netanyahu painted Mr. Obama as naive.
Well, I don't know if it's naive. I think he was saying it was naive to think that Iran. I don't think he was saying, Obama, you're naive.
Really?
I thought he was complimentary of the president, actually, at the beginning. But I know you guys are going to jump all over me. I thought that was one of the best speeches that I have ever seen.
Netanyahu's speech?
I watched that speech with my jaw open, and I was like, wow. I hadn't felt that way watching a speech since Reagan gave his speech. I mean, he makes you want to stand with him. That's what's so incredibly powerful about this guy, is you want to stand up next to him. You want to be like, yes, I'm with you. He instills confidence in you. That's what's been missing from our leaders.
Remember I said that more or less when we were talking about Netanyahu and how he comes across as an American. He comes across as a strong... He could be Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey.
Well, it was like watching a State of the Union address. I mean, the way he came in, the way people were vying for a position to be near the aisle, the way everybody was.
Let's touch him.
Yeah, I mean, it was like watching a State of the Union in America. Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Kenny, do you get the same feeling, the same goosebumpy good feeling that Jennifer did out of the speech?
I didn't, in part because I look at him and I just can't shake the feeling that he's just another politician.
Would you buy a used car from him? Just adjusting something.
I know. Doug went to Nebraska while you were talking, Ken.
Would you buy a used car from this guy? Netanyahu, the used car salesman. What's he selling? Is he selling peace and tranquility and hope for the future? Or is he just dealing in the realities of now? Or, worse than that, is he somebody who's stuck in the past?
I think he's trying to get reelected.
I think he did. You know, I really don't think he... What he did yesterday was very apolitical. It was not a political speech. The only people that made it political...
Of course it was.
You're being naive. Because the only people that made it political in this are the liberals in the country who said, oh, I'm not coming to this speech. They're going to sit out. They're going to boycott. Those are the people that made it political. He went... And Doug, you've been, of all people, you've been to Israel. You know what the Israelis live... You know what they live under. They constantly live for the next siren. They're ducking into bus shelters. I mean, these people are constantly on playing defense. And
I think you're making it very dramatic. Wow.
You really think that they don't?
I think that there is this feeling. I will admit to describing life in Israel on the edge. Because, especially the first time I was there, I watched the way people drive and looked at the cars and understand the psychology of living in a place, or understood. I didn't think I understood it before. The psychology of living in a place where there is fear amongst everybody all the time. And then I thought, there are a lot of people who come from different parts of the world to live in Israel, to support it, to make it stronger. But then, what are they doing to the lives that they have for themselves and or for their children? Do you know that there is such a strong feeling among the Orthodox Jews that live in Israel, they must, according to their history, their tradition, their beliefs, just keep having children. The average family that is emigrating to Israel from other areas, the white Jews, not the dark Jews that are native to this area, but the white Jews that come from Europe and America, average family size is 8 children. 8 children in a country that has, I think, I want to say 54 million people living. It's pretty much the size of New Jersey. There's this psychosis there to a point, and I'm not necessarily using that in a negative sense.
So are you saying that you're saying that they're crazy?
No.
I mean, what are you saying?
No, I'm not
you're saying,
saying
that they
crazy.
Have a lot of kids?
I'm
what
saying
say?
That they will do anything to support the idea of a Jewish state. The psychology or psychosis of it,
don't
if that's what it
though?
Is. I don't. This is not, why you sound like Richie? You're like questioning things that I haven't even said, whether they deserve it or they don't deserve it.
I was telling you what I think. You told me that I was naive, so you were telling me why, and I'm just asking you questions and follow up. I just think that we have a relationship with a country that has been our strongest ally in the Middle East. We've talked about this.
Of course, they've been our strongest ally because they don't have anybody else to turn to.
You have a country who we don't trust, who has funded terrorism, who continues to fund terrorism in Iran. And so the idea is, would it be great to make an agreement with them? It would be. But I think Netanyahu made a great point saying, hey, you don't have to take the first deal with Iran. You can walk away from the table. Iran's being damaged by the sanctions. They have to come back to the table. If you don't like what you got with them, don't freak out. We don't have to give them everything they're looking for. And I don't think that's bad advice. I mean, call me crazy. I didn't think that was bad advice.
888-302-3684. Yeah, Kenny.
Well, the thing is that we're not the only country. There are five or six.
Of course,
and if
Germany,
if we walk away, then it's Russia and China, whom I don't trust any more than I trust Iran.
If we walk away from the conversation with Iran?
Yeah. As a group,
then Russia and China will be brokering things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's going to put the deal? I guess what really also irks me about this is not only do we have, they have the sunset clause, which the deal only expires after 10 years, which we know, Doug, you and I, Ken, we've all been working together for 10 years. It's a blip. It doesn't feel like that long. That is not much time at all. So you've got what happens next after the 10-year question, and then you have who's going to enforce this? Do we rely on the UN? Doug, I know you don't think that the UN does a great job monitoring things. Do we trust the UN to go in and make sure Iran's not up to any good? I don't know. It just, there's a lot of questions that we have to answer
there
about
are.
This deal.
And we can't answer them all here, so no. We've laid out what the issues are. You feel like commenting, help yourself, 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What happens to gay marriage up next year on Good Day?
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $2.49 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and 314 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
That's lately been taking to before the last 2 seconds are there. I'm in the last 2 seconds of the commercial.
Take one extra breath.
Yes, one more breath. The Alabama Supreme Court has ordered a halt to the issuing of marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Numerous federal rulings have suggested that gay marriage ought to be allowed. The Supreme Court there resisting rulings, the court instructing the probate judges that issue these licenses to cut it out. So is Alabama ahead of the game, behind the game? Is this home rule at its finest? The issue is something that's troubling, but there are actually two different issues here. One of them is whether or not to have gay marriage, and that seems to be something that the average person in America doesn't care that much about anymore. And then there is the issue of home rule, whether the states trump the feds in issues like this. So will this go to the Supreme Court? The United States, didn't it already go there?
If it goes to the Supreme Court, I mean,
I thought it already went there.
It has, different cases. But, you know, right. I mean, gay marriage is going to be the law of the land. If it's not today, it's going to be soon. So
leave it alone, grow up.
But I do believe that it should be up to the states to decide locally what they want to do.
I think it should be up to the individual. Two people want to be married.
Even
more. To be married, hello.
Well, it should be out of the government's hands.
Thank you.
Find someone to marry you.
Right.
Yeah.
21 after the hour. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program. Taylor Swift knows how to stay in the news, not be in the news, but stay in the focus. And she does it well and under good circumstances. Here's the story of Taylor and 4-year-old Jaylene Salinas. 4-year-old young woman had a bucket list. She wanted to make a snowman, go to school, drive a big wheel car, and dance to her favorite song with Taylor Swift.
So cute.
The song Shake It Off is playing in the background. For the past 10 months, Jaylene is battling an aggressive form of brain cancer. Doctors giving her only a few months to live. She lives in San Antonio, Texas. She and her family launched a quest to cross everything off of her to-do list. She met the San Antonio Spurs, caught the attention of actor Taye Diggs, and she inspired the hashtag Shake It Off Jaylene, aimed at getting Taylor Swift's attention, and it worked. Jaylene and her family get a big surprise on Monday. Taylor Swift on FaceTime. Her health is failing so much she couldn't walk. Her mother told a reporter that she caught up with Taylor Swift like they were old friends. She said, quote, "I'm so sorry you're having a bad night. I'm so happy to talk with you, and I'm happy that you like Shake It Off. You look beautiful tonight. You really do. You're just as pretty as all the pictures I've seen." Jaylene was in pain and didn't say very much. She seemed eager to chat as much as she could. And so this was a 20-minute call, Taylor Swift. The only thing that I wonder about sometimes is whether what we get in terms of publicity on this, where did the does this sort of thing emanate from the PR people that work with Taylor Swift, or did it come from the hospital where the girl is, or did it come from the family?
This came from the family.
It did, so she's not making
it. Who cares? At least it's somebody doing something good.
That's not the point. The point is that sometimes, not Taylor Swift, I was making two points, actually. One, she's not of that ilk. She doesn't go around blowing her own horn.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of celebrities who do things that are supposedly good,
right,
and they want to make sure they get a lot of credit for it, so they make sure there's plenty of PR for it. I think that's kind of
tacky. I mean, it's pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's like that. I really don't.
I didn't say she was.
Oh, I didn't say that you were.
Oh.
I wasn't arguing
with
you.
You're very argumentative today.
Maybe it's you that's argumentative.
No,
with
not me.
Listen,
this,
Dougie, it's you.
Never argumentative. You're turning that around. All right, let's go to the late night shows.
Bring on Taylor Swift.
All right. Late night shows, monologues, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers here.
Never happened.
Hillary Clinton, if you haven't heard, is in trouble for conducting State Department business on private email. Yeah. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton is in trouble for conducting all his business on Snapchat. What's going on? The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a controversial appearance in front of Congress today. And Netanyahu and Obama having kind of a tough time. They're not getting along. Yeah. Analysts say that President Obama and the Israeli Prime Minister have different worldviews. Yeah. For example, Netanyahu sees that dress on the internet as blue and black.
Another scandal for Hillary Clinton. Now they're saying that she may have used a private email address when she was Secretary of State, which means the government couldn't archive and preserve her emails. Then Obama was like, oh, don't worry, we saw them. So it was revealed Hillary Clinton used a private email account to conduct official state business. Experts say that if this violates any federal rules, she will still be president. So, I mean, at this point, who are we kidding? Why? And did you see this? The artist who painted an official portrait of Bill Clinton just revealed that he included a shadow in the background to represent the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And this morning, Clinton saw the shadow, which means, of course, six more weeks of spring break. So
it's like... It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This is Mark Green, and welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and David Korn. Coming right up, is it good or bad news? There were 50 million auto recalls last year.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides Question with David Korn and Ron Christie. Consumer Reports just issued a study how the Federal Auto Agency and General Motors have not kept cars safe enough. Haven't they learned something since unsafe at any speed?
Well, I think there's a compelling need for the United States government to have uniform standards across all 50 states when it relates to highway safety, when it relates to consumers having the ability to know that there are benchmarks in place that manufacturers of cars have to adhere to, as well as I think that there is a lot of sense to allow states to form their own speed limits. So yes, I do think there's a legitimate role. I mean, there's a lot that I have a problem with government overreach, but in this particular case, this isn't one of them.
For the past couple of years, people have talked about NHTSA, the federal agency in charge of automobile safety, as not having enough power and enough clout. I was watching before I headed over here, the Conservative Political Action Conference. I was watching Rick Perry, who in the middle of, you know, his campaign pitch just went on this rant against government regulation. Is he really against, you know, regulating car safety the way we've been talking about? It's hard to have a reasonable conversation about this if you have leaders on one side just saying all regulations are bad.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with former Bush aide Ron Christie and Mother Jones writer David Korn.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Here's what you need to know about today as the focus is on Wednesday. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler in this hour of the Good Day program. And the business of knowing what's going on and being able to talk about it sometimes are two different things. Not always. You can know, but that doesn't mean you know how to tell. I'm looking at pictures, actually, of what I went through last night driving out of Boston from the airport to the farm.
Is it still slush, snowing, Dougie?
Oh. It's not snowing now, but it was slushy last night. Right on the cusp, it was like 32, 33 degrees, and we had to circle around the airport for about 20, 25 minutes. The force of the winds behind us, we were late taking off from L.A. about 20, 25 minutes. And normally, there's that much of a built-in time, so that even if they take off 20 minutes late, you can get, they look good because they end up landing and having people at the gate on time. Well, it happened that we had 400 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
The captain, at one point, it was taking the planes that were going westbound that normally would take 5 hours and 40 minutes or so to fly from Boston to L.A., 7 hours.
Jeez.
Because they were fighting the headwinds. They knocked, the planes were lucky to get 400 miles an hour headed into the winds.
It's a long flight just to go across country.
And then coming back, we had the projected time. It's normally about an hour or less coming back, because the winds are normally with you. It's normally about 4 hours and 50 minutes to come from Los Angeles to Boston. It was just under, we made it in just under 4 hours and 10 minutes because of the tailwinds. But then we got here and we had to go around because the snow. Well, the snow. And
I always hate that when you're ahead of the game,
right?
And you land early,
exactly.
And you're like, yes, yeah, and then you have to wait anyway.
Yeah. So the weather, not particularly pleasant around the country, but it does look, as I look at the national forecast for this next 2 or 3 weeks, things look like they're going, I don't want to say heat up, but they're modifying, shall we say, moderate growth or gain. I'm still looking, when I look at the, it doesn't look, actually, it's pretty, along the side of the roads driving out, the banks and the way that they cut into sidewalks and the streets and stuff, those were higher. But actually looking out the window on the landscape here, where the snow had been up and actually covered the rails of my fence, was covered completely with snow. And now it's down appreciably. So whether that's because the wind, remember that snow was very dry and a lot of it just blew all over the place. But it doesn't mean, just because I'm being optimistic looking around at how I can get in and out of here, that doesn't mean we haven't got what we had, and that was a complete mess. And just a little, but there's not a lot of snow in the forecast for the next 4 or 5 weeks. It's just that, even maintaining what's here, if there was a quick snap of warmth, can you imagine what kind of a mess that would make with all of this snow everywhere for 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe as the snow melted? Whew, woof. All right, let's spend a minute talking about the health care law again on trial. The real crux of the matter here, billions of dollars of federal subsidies are the issue here. The challenge to Obamacare argued today at the Supreme Court. If they rule against the administration, millions of low and moderate income people who are supposed to be helped by this, mostly would be supposedly better off, would either have to pay their own policy premium or they would not have enough money and they'd drop it. So they'd be, and the estimate was, what I say earlier, Kenny, 6 million of the 10 million that may be affected like this, by this? Yeah. So, food for thought. President faces a tougher task persuading lawmakers to support him after Mr. Netanyahu warned Congress against making any deal on Iran's nuclear program. Hopefully there are enough people, as Jennifer suggested in the last half hour here of Good Day, enough people were questioning it anyway because of our maybe the relationship with Israel to a point, but whether you can trust the Iranians or not is a question that a lot of people have. Negotiations continue with the Secretary of State in Switzerland today. And then Mr. Kerry goes to Saudi Arabia to make nice with the Saudis, who are such wonderful, upstanding human beings. They really are. They're a credit to the human race. They do such a great job with women's rights. All of the things that we hold near and dear to us, out the window with Saudi Arabia, because they have a lot of oil. That's why they're our pals. If they didn't have any oil, you think they'd be our pals?
No.
You. No, 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 no.
They're kind of one of those pals that you just invite because you have to the party.
Yeah, right. The I was listening on the radio last night coming out from the airport to the circumstances in the trial of Mr. Tsarnaev, charged in connection with the Boston Marathon bombing. 10 women and 8 men are in the hearing stages, the jury hearing stages, because they needed a bigger pool because it's such a controversial thing. I never heard of this before. I thought they had alternates, and I understood that. But it sounds to me, or it's listening to the story last night, it sounded like they actually had 10 women and 8 men there listening, 18 instead of 12, listening to the
probably
trial.
In case people drop out or leak. I don't know. I mean, look, I don't care if the guy gets a fair trial or not because I've already convicted him in my mind.
Yeah.
I'll just be honest.
See you later.
But, yeah, it could care less. But I don't know how you find a juror for that case that has not heard the story. A juror. But how do you find a juror? I mean, really?
I found a juror.
All right,
is that the same case? The Ferguson Justice Department report out yesterday, early details, they're going to release most of the rest of the Justice Department today. They investigated, the Civil Rights Division investigated the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department. Apparently, the investigation concludes that the Ferguson Police Department and the Municipal Court engaged in a pattern and practice of discrimination against blacks. That's news? That's been going on there for a long, 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 long time. Here are some of the findings, though. From 2012 to last year, 85% of people subject to vehicle stops by Ferguson police were black. 90% of those who received citations were black. 93% of people arrested were black.
Is it most of the town black?
67% of the population is black.
Okay.
All right.
So most of the people are black there.
Well, but not 90% of them.
No, but the majority of people.
Two-thirds are black.
Right.
But so nine-tenths of those who are arrested. What? But does that mean that it needs to be...
No, I'm just saying, I'm wondering for my own self. So 67% of the population is black, okay?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes. And 90% of those who are arrested are black. I think there's no secret to the fact that the Ferguson police are a bunch of prejudiced boobs. That's been a track record that they've had for a long, long time. And whether I thought that the Justice Department, didn't we see or hear or discuss something a couple of weeks ago, Kenny, about the Justice Department not really, I guess it was they didn't want to go after the officer.
Wilson, right. They said he didn't.
Yeah, that was
that he did wrong.
Differentiation for those of you who, like me, sometimes get confused. 888-302-3684. And the other ways of getting any of that comment, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day on the social media page, Kenny?
I don't see anything on Ferguson right now.
What do you see?
Lots of comments about Netanyahu.
Really, still?
Mm-hmm.
More. Like, dislike, thumbs up, thumbs down?
About half and half.
All right, so that's good. That's a good cross-section. I'm glad to have half and half. That shows that we have a good cross-section of listeners. Some people agree with Jennifer, some people agree with Ken, some people agree with me, or you may have a fourth. Check off the fourth box there, one way or another. Let's talk about your health and well-being and how nitric oxide affects your body. Your body produces nitric oxide, you may know that, in order to keep your arteries wide and flexible. This is the miracle molecule, arginine, it's called. It leads to nitric oxide production, and that means that if you have plenty of it in your system, chances are your blood pressure is going to be better. If you don't have high blood pressure, you won't. If you're using something that comes around that produces nitric oxide, that's what beets naturally are all about. Beets are a nutritional gold mine, rich in antioxidants, electrolytes, dietary nitrates, which is what we're talking about here, nitric oxide, bringing all that blood to your muscles, to your brain. That's the secret to your body working better. Nitric oxide boosts circulation, relaxes the arteries, and maintains that healthy blood pressure that you really want and need. So what's the best way now? The easiest way for you to get these natural dietary nitrates? By using Super Beets. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Super Beets to the rescue. They specifically help your circulation. I love that I'm doing something healthy for my heart. Circulation, blood pressure, all will benefit, as will yours, by using this beet juice, Super Beets. Get the benefits of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. No beet taste. Although, the beet taste that I like is the salad beets, the pickled beets, that kind of stuff. Or
they taste like earth, don't they, when you take a big bite of beets?
Right. But if you cook them and slice them up, put butter on them, yum, 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 yum. Well, here we have something that's so concentrated, it's so super, that's why I'm confident offering you the opportunity to take Super Beets like I've started to. Jennifer's going to get them, and Kenny's going to get them. This is my new favorite product. I can feel the energy, and you will too. Within 20, 30 minutes, what a difference you will feel. Here's how you get Super Beets. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's kind of fun. I'd rather you go there just for the heck of it. DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. You get a free book called Beat the Odds, and free shipping with your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or you get your money back. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's the number to call is 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Did you know you can help give back to your community with a tweet? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Basketball legend and NBA analyst Kenny Smith is leading the charge for the second year in a row for the Coors Light Full Court Refresh Program by asking basketball fans 21 and older to lend a hand.
Now through May 1st, Coors Light will donate up to $25,000 per community to refresh community courts when legal drinking age fans tweet out both hashtags, Full Court Refresh and hashtag over 21. That's hashtags Full Court Refresh and hashtag over 21.
So why are you involved, Kenny?
Because I love basketball, and Miller Coors is showing that they're committed to the communities. With the Full Court Refresh program, it's just one of several initiatives that they're doing.
Coors Light is working with the National Urban League Young Professionals to refresh courts in Philadelphia, Charlotte, Denver, Dallas, Oakland, Sacramento, Milwaukee, and Memphis. Log on to MillerCoors.com for more.
Musicians, starting tomorrow, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale gets even better, with savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Look for Green Tags and get incredible deals, like ESC electric guitars, just $99. Mogami cables, up to 72% off list, starting at just $19. Or a complete five-piece drum set, just $2.99. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. Don't miss Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale starting tomorrow, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
I wanna come home, back where I belong. Oh, I'm a lonely Russian boy. Not really Russian. Edward Snowden. That was a good way for me to get there, Jen Jen, right?
Oh, yes. It's always nice when you can find some musical interlude.
Edward Snowden granted asylum in Russia, what, 2 years ago? How long?
About a year ago.
Has it just been a year?
Really? Gosh, yeah. It feels so much longer.
Wants to come back to America, only, though, if he's guaranteed a fair trial. So how would we...
I thought he was smarter than that.
Although, yeah. I have to tell you, it would be easier to get Snowden a fair trial than Tsarnaev, don't you think?
I think Tsarnaev is already...
Less people know Snowden now.
What, they don't? Yeah, well, maybe. We have a way to forget things.
We have a lot of people that are out of touch, too, that maybe never knew Edward Snowden.
Right, who he was in the first place, yes. Good news and bad news. Want the good news first or the bad news? Which do you want?
I want bad news, and then I want to end with good news.
Okay, the bad news is the cost of gasoline in California. Yesterday when I filled up the rental car, I think I paid $3.49.
It's not mud out now.
All right. The price of gasoline in Massachusetts was $2, about $2.02 when I left here. When did I leave you? What's today? It's I left here on the 8th of February, okay? So almost a month ago, I left to go to California. When I left, I remember filling up before I got out of Massachusetts. I think it was 2:01 or something. And I noticed when I got off the turnpike last night, driving by some gas stations, 2:40, 2:42, 2:45. So the price of gasoline at the pump is high, but we have a glut of crude oil. As a matter of fact, the United States has so much oil that it's running out of places to put it. So then why at $50, yesterday the price of a barrel of oil was about $50.40. Why in the name of, I get it in California because there are a couple of refineries that are offline. One of them had a fire and the other one had some kind of a problem.
It has nothing to do with it.
How in the name of God do these guys get away with pushing the price of oil up to or gasoline or oil products. Buy a quart of oil. See what that costs you.
Yeah, it has no. I don't even think it matters what the price of oil is anymore. They just use that as an excuse. We have that new the new tax in California too, Dougie, where it can go from I think 10 cents to 70 cents over the next
tax.
A gallon. Yeah. Yes, over the next like 5 years or something crazy like
right.
that.
Right. Never want to be a resident of California. Huh?
Even though it doesn't matter if you're a there. Resident. You, even
when
if you're driving
there, you're
through.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of oil, Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. I wanted to anecdotally add that to the conversation. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, 7 before the new hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our focus is on technology. It's Tech Talk time, and Shelley Palmer will start our daily report with some news about a new smart watch. Like we need another smart watch? Well, he's found a new one, and it has some interesting key features that may put you over the top. If you're looking for this kind of a watch, this may be the one for you. Stand by. We'll get that info and some other technology on children. The stats are out on how many children are connected with bad stuff on the Internet. I'll tell you that. This is pretty ear-opening stuff in just a moment here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when Pebble smartwatch first shipped, it was the smartwatch to own. It's still one of the most popular, and it has sold more than a million units. Pebble recently returned to Kickstarter for its newest smartwatch, the Pebble Time. Available in May for $200, the Pebble Time is a smartwatch designed to compete with Android Wear devices and the Apple Watch. The biggest upgrade over the original Pebble is a 64-color screen that still offers good visibility in sunlight and doesn't cut into the device's 7-day battery life. The watch also includes a waterproof microphone for message dictation or sending audio recordings to friends. The new model is thinner than the original, but still features the same button setup, a power button on one side and three buttons on the opposite side for navigation and making selections. The Pebble Time hit its $500,000 Kickstarter goal in just 17 minutes and hit $5 million in just a few hours. You can pre-order your device on Kickstarter today or wait until it launches in May for $200. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belveeta Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belveeta, morning win.
All right, so there are some stats today that suggest that one out of five U.S. teenagers who regularly log on to the Internet say they have received an unwanted sexual solicitation via the web. 19% of the 1,500 surveyed, these are people ages 10 to 17, reported getting solicited, presumably by adults. Solicitations were defined as a request to engage in activity or talk or to give, excuse me, personal information out. In terms of risk, girls 14 to 17 were more likely to be solicited. Risk was higher for troubled youngsters, also higher for those who use the Internet more frequently, particularly those who go into chat rooms or engage in other risky conversation online, talk to strangers online, use the Internet at households other than their own, that sort of thing. One quarter of the children who were solicited, some of whom were subsequently approached in person or enticed to have a phone call, reported being extremely upset or afraid. What do you think? Neither parental oversight of their children's online activities nor filtering or blocking technology had much impact on whether children were solicited. The study concludes, quote, "You add Internet solicitation to the list of childhood perils about which authorities should be knowledgeable and able to provide counsel to the families of our country. At the same time, the concerns are not so alarming that they ought to by themselves encourage parents to bar children from accessing the Internet." So says the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm not sure I agree with that, but I have never been one who was... I think we give these cell phones, I'm sorry, the iPhones and smartphones to kids at way too early an age. And now you're not... If you don't have a phone by the time you're 7 or 8, you're an outcast socially, right? Isn't that how it seems to work?
Yeah, if you don't have an account, people make fun of you, I'm sure.
Not good, not healthy. 59 after on Good Day.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.